The Sydney Fringe Comedy Series is in full swing. A full month of fresh and exciting new comedy is on display down at the Factory Theatre. You've been trying to work out who to see? Well, I'm about to help you out. My two guests today are Becky Lucas and Cameron James, and they're also joined by Jen Fricken next week for a night of pure gold. The pair, who are also known for solving your problems via a so far very short-lived series online, also entertain the masses with their witty Twitter banter. Now, join me in the studio with some fake gold, perhaps. I don't expect you to bring out the pure stuff just yet, but good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here in your beautiful studio.
Thank you. And I'm sorry that I'm late. It's just that I witnessed a fatal shooting.
A film shooting or
Yeah, it was actually, they were filming a movie up the road.
Oh, okay. And you wanted to stick around?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk to the director and see if I could get my foot in the door.
That's what you do. You just rock up on a film set and say, hey, I'm here as an extra.
Absolutely.
I find the best way to get your foot in the door is to actually put your foot in the door when they're closing it and go up, 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 just before you go.
What if there's no door or just a metaphorical door?
Yeah, there's life's door.
I did that once in the car door and it really hurt my foot. And I was left going, and he drove away, didn't care.
With you to put in the door.
But I was in a rush, to be fair. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. Look, I must say I am one of your Twitter fans where I think lots of people just love watching the back and forth between you two.
I like that you call it witty. It's not witty at all.
Base level insult, borderline bullying.
I sort of said witty because it rhymes with Twitter. Witty Twitter. Witty Twitter banter. It sounded good together.
That does sound good. Yeah. That's why you're the best. That's why you're a pro.
Also titty.
Yeah, that's
but
more
that's the
up
sort
my
of blue humour that you'll get at our show.
Speaking of your show, because, you know, we may as well dive right into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pure Gold. And it's part of the Sydney Fringe.
Yeah.
And does this mean this is like new gold? Is this like gold that you've just dug up? Like, is it brand new or is this like...
It is brand new.
Yeah. Look, a gold nugget was found in Victoria a few weeks back. This is as pure as that gold nugget, which I believe is fake. So it's not gold.
You've heard it here first.
Yeah. This
He's
is going to be...
copying my tweet because I said it was fake. He steals all my jokes from me.
Yeah.
When I'm not around, he does my whole act.
Well, that's true. Someone's got to do it. I went to Queensland a couple of weeks ago and I just did Becky's hour and people loved it, I will say. They loved it.
It's what you did with it.
Yeah. I did. I wore a wig. I said I was Becky, but it was very much my take on it. No, this is all... relatively new material from the three of us. It's the two of us here and Jen Fricker from Triple J, your rival. Sorry to bring him up. It's a real Montague Capulet situation. All new stuff, all jokes that we hope people laugh at because we have no idea if they will.
Well, I'm sure they will. I mean, but do you test a lot of stuff? Like, I know you have every now and then there's like comedy-ish and there's like little test sort of comedy shows.
Hmm.
Is testing something in front of a live audience really a test? Or do you test like at home with friends before you do a test in front of a live audience? Or do you just make stuff
you have
up?
Friends that you sort of run stuff past and you have friends that you respect their opinion. But usually you tested it. There's many more rooms than a comedy-ish. There's rooms every night of the week.
So there's multiple nights on, throughout the week. And, yeah, you go try that stuff out. So a lot of the stuff that we're doing, we would have been doing for a couple of weeks, but it's still pretty raw.
I haven't tried at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you shouldn't. Like I was saying to you earlier, don't do that particular bit about bananas.
I've been urging Cameron to quit comedy for some time.
Yeah.
Go back to law. Because you were in law, right?
No, I'm not. No. She is, actually.
Oh, you did law?
Yeah, a few years of it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, like 2.5 years or something.
There's something about going from law to comedy that seems to just work.
I think
we're wordsmiths.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there should be less of it. I think there should be more lawyers in the world. People should stop quitting law and doing comedy. And maybe vice versa that situation because I might need to sue somebody.
True. I'm going to sue you for stealing my jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Cameron used to be a garbage man.
Oh.
Yeah. Used to be.
He's owned a fleet of trucks.
I didn't know you had to purchase a route from the council. And so I was just driving around.
He was arrested.
Yeah. Picking up people's bins, taking back to my house because I couldn't get to the dump. I didn't know where it was.
So sometimes you can find really cool stuff in bins. So, you know.
Yeah. This wasn't cool stuff. There's a lot of tuna cans.
A lot of nappies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the worst.
Oh, that was a bad time for you.
Yeah, it was. But I also learned a lot about comedy. I learned about sorting through other people's garbage and turning it into gold. And that's what pure gold is all about.
Ta-da. There's one thing I just noticed as well, and I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but the two of you have four first names between you.
That's right, we do. Maybe we should have named that the show.
Like, you know, people always say don't trust a person with two first names.
Do they? Or is that saying that now?
It's mainly paranoid people saying that.
No, it's a thing. Like, people say, oh, you know, someone's like, you know, Michael Bruce, you know, or Cameron James.
Like, why though?
Why can't you trust them? Yeah.
I don't know. I've never understood why, but it's like a thing. Like, people say that.
Yeah.
It feels like a real Depression era logic.
Yeah.
A man called Jimmy Michaels stole all my money.
Don't trust him.
That's it. Maybe that comes from those days.
Well, you can trust me, and trust me, this is going to be a good time.
Great plug. Great plug there, Becky. You're a natural salesman.
I am a natural salesman.
Have you thought about getting into retail? I'm just thinking of other options when comedy doesn't pan out. You could have...
If.
I've got a couple of Thin Lizzies in my car if anyone wants to buy some. What? I've got a...
What's a Thin Lizzy?
Record?
No, Thin Lizzy.
What's that?
It's a type of makeup. They sell it on TV.
No, we don't know that. Oh, we're blokes.
You're boys. Yeah. For the ladies listening, I've got a couple of Thin Lizzies in my car if you want.
It's a band, like a really old band.
Boys are back in town, which is what we know about because we are boys. Exactly. And we're back in town. You can't relate, can you?
No.
Speaking of back in town, you both live in Sydney now.
Mm-hmm.
And you both come, Becky from Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Newcastle.
Is Sydney the big smoke? Like, does it feel like it's a bigger,
more
happening stuff going on place than where you both came from?
Absolutely. I love Sydney. I still, every time I fly in, I still think it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's cool. Cameron arrived here by train.
No. You have this image of me.
He was holding a little suitcase, one of those hard suitcases, and he had a guitar in his hand, and he sort of spun around as he arrived. He thought, wow, I'm here.
And there was like a musical montage, and he walked along.
It was very Coyote Ugly, and then I did end up dancing at a bar for a while. Yeah. But no, yes, Newcastle boy. Yeah, and you're from Canberra, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is this the big smoke?
Oh, it's ridiculous. There's stuff going on all the time here. Like, Canberra is like a small country town compared to, I mean, it's a country town. Sydney's ridiculous. I love it.
Canberra's great. There's some good comedy rooms in Canberra, actually.
Yeah.
Although I was there the other day and I was like, this is an insult to the town. It was like 3 a.m. and I walked home alone and I wasn't scared of getting attacked. Too boring.
Yeah. Everyone's in bed like 4 hours, five hours ago. Like, no one's going out after midnight. Jeez.
But I'm with you, and I like Sydney because there wasn't a fringe festival or a comedy festival in Newcastle where I grew up. So it was very exciting to come here. The first year I moved here before I started doing comedy, I went to the fringe festival and saw like five shows, like a creep by myself, sat up the front and watched all these comedians and I thought were gods, and now I know they all
now
suck.
He doesn't reply to their texts.
Like, who's this? Oh, yeah, sorry, nah, busy.
Oh, my phone's dead. No one's phone has ever been dead.
That's
my new thing, is like, I always pretend my phone's dead if I don't want to write back.
Yeah.
I'm just honest with people. I just go, give me space.
He's always asking me for $50.
Yeah, well, I do need it. I do need $50.
I do owe it to him.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with going to comedy shows by yourself, right?
No, I
do that now and then. And I feel a bit self-conscious. I don't sit in the front because that's bad. You know, you don't do that anyway. But when you're by yourself, it's even worse to sit at the front. But
I think it's cool when people... I mean, I did it. I used to do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine. Come have a drink, have a laugh. You know, sit up the front if you want me. There's no problem. No one's going to make fun of you. We're not going to point at you and go, you're a creep.
I don't see a problem with that anyway. Like, I love just going to a comedy show and getting involved. And that's a part of, I think a lot of the shows I've seen around here is they get the crowd involved, but in a good way, not in a nasty way. It's a fun, exciting, you know, get involved way. Especially the improv shows around the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Sometimes when I'm bombing, I go, this guy likes it.
Yeah, and I'm sure he does.
You know, well.
And he doesn't, but...
Now, yes, next week, it's like starts on Tuesday, right?
Saturday. Tuesday to Saturday down at the Factory Theatre.
And it's like, they've set up the Factory Theatre. If no one's been down there for the Comedy Fringe yet, it's amazing. It's like a little village. It's like, there's food here and there's about five different rooms. And you can just go and check stuff out. And it's all cheap as. It's like 10, 15 bucks. And you can see some amazing up-and-coming comedy or established superstars like the two people in my midst here.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So Tuesday, Wednesday next week, they're our first two shows.
Yep.
Becky and I are going to be doing those two without Jen Fricker. She's got some radio commitments. So we think we might have a fist fight on stage to end the show.
That sounds all right.
There'll be some kind of combat.
Yeah, I'm thinking just some sort of climactic, you know, war to end all wars sort of ending.
I've been holding back in a few of my insults towards you, so perhaps I'll unleash.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I could take you down with 6 words. That's all I need.
2 words. Visible paws.
Well, if you want to see a visible paws and see if it actually...
and see the sweat coming out of them.
get on down to the factory next week. It is from Tuesday to Sunday. Thank you so much, Becky Lucas, Cameron James.
Thanks for having us.
To SCR for a bit of a chat. See ya.
Bye. See you later.